team, welcome to the Mosaic. This is where we take all the pieces of business, life, growth, and put them together one intentional step, one intentional piece at a time to create something masterful. No more waiting. We're not waiting around. No more overthinking. We're not overthinking because this is the time to build something extraordinary. And let's just get into it. So in the last episode, I was talking about comparison. And we talked about how comparison is a trap. And as soon as I was done with that episode, you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to go back and record something, a message that was still super important when it comes to the comparison game. And I actually started doing that. I'm like, no, why? What am I doing? This deserves its own section, its own episode. So this is part two. Today, I want to give you a new way to look at comparison. Because if you are going to compare yourself to anyone, it better be to yourself. Not some influencer, not some high school friend who quote unquote made it, not that person on LinkedIn posting about their six-figure, seven-figure launches, anybody? No. You need to compare yourself to you, the version of you 10 years ago, 5 years ago. How about last year? How about the version of you a month ago? How about yesterday? Oh, hey, even the version of you a second ago. Are you better? Are you thinking better thoughts? Are you stronger, healthier? Are you growing? Or are you just stuck? I mean, I really want you to be honest with yourself, right? This is because this is where the real work comes into play. Because if you're not where you want to be, I mean, it's just time. It's really time to get brutally honest with ourselves. I mean, are we making excuses? Or are we being like letting fear creep in and letting fear keep us away from taking action? Have you been blaming circumstances, your mom, your dad, your family, your older brother, sister, the government, you know, the new administration, your kids, your education, I don't know. Or are you instead owning your progress? Because this isn't about beating yourself up. It's really about being real and staying raw. And creating that raw self-awareness. So let's talk specifics, okay? Because this applies to really, I mean, every area of our lives. I mean, your mindset. Are you handling stress better than you used to? I mean, ask yourself, right? Are you responding to challenges with more resilience? I mean, you heard my story about my dog crashing into me full on with force, right? And really destroying my ankle, my knees, right? So how are you handling physical challenges? How are you handling mental challenges? I was in Turkey, and this is another episode probably. Details will follow, but I'm still not ready to talk about it too much, right? I knew that my mom was having health issues, and I got this phone call telling me that I needed to be there. I was a mess. I was crying. you know, all the way flying on the same, very same day, I got the message. I got on a flight, crying, all that, okay? And the minute I landed in Turkey, I got the phone calls. I called people and I said, is she still alive? And yes, I made it, okay? And she was alive. The minute I knew that, I knew that I had to shift, right? I mean, you know, looking back, okay, going there crying, you know, like defeated, everything. Oh my gosh. Coming on the way back on the flight, okay, I really had to say, like, wow, Arzu, you have come a long way. You know, like the way that you handle the stress, this critical moment in your life. And my mom is doing so much better. But the way the challenges, her going through the intensive care unit, the challenges that I've been through, the conversations, the meaningful conversations that I've had while I was there. I was like, it was all meant to be. It was meant to be that I had to go there, come back. But the way that I handled some of these, the most difficult challenges, I had to say, wow, like I am handling stress. I am handling challenges better. Please ask yourself that, right? Are you responding them with resilience? If not, there's some work to do. Your health. Are you taking care of your body better than you did a year ago? I mean, are you making small, consistent improvements in your health? If it is not, why not? Right? So small, consistent improvements. Your relationship. Are you showing up better for the people in your life that matter? Not your followers, not your social media likes, but the people truly matter. Are your relationships, have you improved your communication with them? Are you more patient? Are you more present? And let's talk business. This is a business and mindset podcast. And this is a big one. So instead of comparing your business to someone else's business, compare it to where it was a year ago. Is it growing? Is your business, are your numbers showing that it is growing? Not because you're saying so. Are your systems stronger? Are your customers happier? Are you making better decisions in your business? Are you finally taking the steps you said that you were going to do? Right? Are you surrounding yourself with the people who want to get to where you want to go to? Are you signing up for the classes, the training for your business that really matter, that is going to take you to places? If the answer is no, then that's where the focus needs to go. Because if you're waking up day after day, month after month, and nothing is changing, well, we have a problem here, don't we? And I say we because I'm not here to preach. I mean, I'm here to push you, to challenge you, to help you get out of your own way. And I do the same every single day. It's not like I figured everything all out, right? So what if you're not growing? So let's say that you do this comparison and realized, man, damn, I'm in the same place I was last year. First of all, I'm good. That means that you're aware, because awareness is really the first step toward transformation. Here's what you need to do. Like, identify the block. What is stopping you? Is it fear? Is it your thoughts? Is it lack of action? Is it a combination of things? Is it disorganization? Is it just be real with yourself? And then you have to commit the change. Not tomorrow, not next week, not after you lost the last 5 pounds. You need to make that change now. Decide what needs to shift and make a move now. And then you need to track your progress every day. If you're not measuring, you're guessing. Whether it is the revenue targets, whether it is your habits or mindset, I want you to track it. Okay? And then I want you to surround yourself with growth. If your environment isn't pushing you forward and pulling you back, who are you listening to? Who are you learning from? No more wishing. I want you to get to work. No more waiting around. Create the business, the life, and the success that you actually want. Okay? All right. Affirmations. Repeat after me. I refuse to stay the same. I am better than I was yesterday, and tomorrow I will be even stronger. I am responsible for my own progress. I commit to growth every single day. I am building something real, something meaningful, and something that is going to last. I trust myself to make powerful moves towards my future. I am done comparing. I'm done. I am creating. And I want you to say it. I want you to feel these thoughts. I want you to live these thoughts. Okay? So listen, I don't care where you have been. I care about where you're going. Okay? You have the power to create something incredible. But only if you stop looking left and right and start focusing on your own path. And stop looking around. Stop looking back and forth, okay? You look back to see if you're making progress, but your focus needs to be in forward. Forward path. Okay, that's it, my friends. If you love this episode, I want you to share it. Please subscribe it. Leave me a review. This helps me keep this show going without ads, okay? But most importantly, I want you to head on to my website, arzugazni.com, to get started on building your dream business. I have free gifts there and let's just make this mosaic stronger than ever. I love you. I'm out. And I will see you in the next episode.